Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
This is an organization that set some really ambitious goals. Yeah.
You're talking about Community Solutions,
exactly,
our very first conversation this morning. We're going to hear about some of those ambitious goals. In June last year, you might remember that we considered Hawaii's progress in the 100,000 Homes campaign just as it was coming to a successful conclusion. Community Solutions, that's the national nonprofit that ran it, says the four-year project housed a total of 105,580 people. Both Honolulu and Hilo had participated. Community Solutions is now 9 months into a two-year campaign to help committed communities, including Honolulu, to do whatever it takes to end veteran and chronic homelessness by December 31st, 2016. Beth Sander is the director of Zero 2016. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Your organization, Community Solutions, says that it's partnering with communities nationwide to, quote, help them adopt proven, lasting, and cost-effective solutions to address homelessness. Hawaii often says that it's different from other states, in part because we're disconnected from ourselves, island to island. But from your vantage point, is Hawaii, is Honolulu that different from other communities that you're working with and tracking?
Honolulu faces, and Oahu faces, a lot of the same challenges in the communities that we're working with across the country. Things like affordable housing challenges are happening in key markets across the country, like San Francisco, Los Angeles, New York. So that is a unique challenge. It's a difficult challenge, but I think it's a shared challenge with many communities we're working with.
The Zero 2016 data that you are showing now looks like kind of a good story, bad story for Honolulu. I looked at the Rooster Rundown the other day, and it looks like Honolulu is on track to reach functional zero in veteran homelessness, and we've been talking a little bit about that. But it's looking rather challenged for chronic homelessness, is it?
Yeah, I think there's still a lot of work to do on chronic homelessness, and the good news is we have some time to do that, and you have a great team on the ground in Honolulu of community leaders who are building the muscles right now around veterans' homelessness and understand what it takes to really bend the curve when it comes to ending homelessness. So I think that's the good news. But I think the focus as Honolulu works to end veteran homelessness in the next 6 months, I think then the shift needs to be to what do we need to start doing to really get ahead on chronic homelessness. And that needs to include a real focus on housing first. And making sure that housing first is a practice being implemented across the board with permanent supportive housing providers, and also looking at moving some of the transitional housing that exists in Oahu into permanent housing options for folks that we need to get off the street and out of shelters into housing.
Yesterday we talked to Dr. Samson Barris, the creator of Housing First, and he seemed to feel that there is less momentum behind the project now to bring it to scale, exactly what you just talked about, beyond the Hawaii Pathways project being run by Helping Hands and Catholic Charities. Are you concerned that he's concerned?
I think implementation of Housing First is a challenge in a lot of communities. I think the implementation in the day-to-day practice on the ground in programs is the leap that we have to make. I think I share his concern. I understand where he's coming from. And I think, like I said, I think the good news is you have an amazing team. And we started working in Honolulu in 2012. The goal really was to work with a group of community leaders to build a sustainable system that could not only end veteran homelessness, but end homelessness for individuals who are chronically homeless, for families, for all populations on Oahu in the long term. And that has really been the focus of that team on the ground. And so that gives me the confidence that that team is going to be able to figure out how to take on those challenges.
So how do you feel about the governor's new leadership team on homelessness? That's a relatively new addition to, as you call it, the homelessness team.
Yeah, I think that my hope for that team is they really invest in the work that's been happening on the ground with the community. The community has been actively building a system that can not only know everyone in Oahu who's homeless by name, but also has the capacity to respond to crisis situations like what's happened in Kakawako. And I think we need to make sure that we're hardwiring those changes in through the investment from leadership, from mayor's office, governor's office, so that that system is sustainable in the long term. The team on the ground with the Partners in Care under leadership of Greg Payton, that team is a volunteer team, right? They're doing it because it's the right thing to do in that community to end homelessness. But it really needs to be, it needs to benefit from the investment from the governor's leadership team as well as from the business community.
You mentioned hardwiring this into the system. What does that look like?
It means like investing in folks who can coordinate that system over the long term. So, and investing in contracts with outreach teams. I mean, I definitely think Honolulu is a bright spot when it comes to a community that has invested in knowing every homeless individual by name. I mean, the community has assessed almost 4,000 homeless individuals using an assessment tool, which ensures that they know who's homeless. But really investing in the outreach teams that are spending the time doing that, investing in individuals who can coordinate the system long-term rather than just be on a volunteer basis. Business community needs to invest in bringing housing resources to bear. As we talk today, there are 150 veterans right now who have housing subsidies in hand but do not have apartments to match those housing subsidies to. And right now, landlords in your community, business leaders, can step forward and dedicate housing units to ensure that the system that the community is building works.
But Beth, you know, we look at the fact that we are in such a finite little place here and we're watching a lot of luxury builds going on. What real incentive is there for those developers to do what you just talked about, to build those additional units that would be voucher ready?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question. I think we have seen in multiple communities, the business community step forward and decide that it's important to them to live in a community where we don't let people die on our streets. And so part of doing that means to think about the long-term benefits of having a community where people can access housing. And so there is it's more cost-effective for the community overall to be able to do that. It's better for business overall to have people in housing. And so I think those are the kind of conversations that business leaders need to be having with the community leaders doing this work about how they can be a partner in that. In order to have a community that everyone can be proud of.
Beth Sander, as you talk about bringing communities together and having them look at the issue of housing, is there something that you have seen, particularly in other communities, and you work with so many, that you would suggest for Honolulu to be able to make that case effectively?
Yeah, I think, I mean, Matthew Doherty from USICH spoke a little bit about this when he was on. I think there are some affordable housing long-term strategies that the state and local governments need to start investing in now and that take time that you can't start soon enough in thinking about those things. And then in parallel, really need to be thinking about optimizing all the existing resources that that community has. Are we using everything we have now optimally, targeted in the most cost-effective way at the people that without those interventions will remain homeless? And so having that conversation around optimization, around short-term strategies as well as long-term strategies, and bringing unusual suspects to the table. Often business leaders are a game changer in communities and helping drive accountability and help bring resources to the table that people didn't think were possible.
Give me an idea of what you mean by an unusual suspect.
Well, I think often, you don't think there is a group of community leaders who are focused on ending homelessness, and sometimes we forget about the private sector and what the private sector can bring to bear. Business leaders in the community who have not yet been involved with homelessness, we've seen in Los Angeles, in San Diego, that they just change the game when some of those people come to the table in a way that's really focused on long-term solutions. It helps bring expertise and resources to a team that could benefit from it.
Well, we'll see if maybe that wish happens in Honolulu. Thanks so much for the time this morning.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you. Beth Sander is the director of Zero 2016. It's a project of Community Solutions, a national nonprofit, which she helped to found. Zero 2016 is the follow-on to the 100,000 Homes campaign designed to help group of communities to do whatever it takes to end chronic and veteran homelessness by the end of 2016. Honolulu is a participant. More about it is on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.
Give a face to the faceless. Give a home to the homeless. Give hope to the brokenhearted man that's trying the best he can just to get by. And still we walk by. And still we walk by.